Hello, CFRC listeners. This is Christina Laurie, CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative news reporter. CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st, and you can help CFRC keep our listeners informed on issues that matter with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC hit our $25,000 fundraising goal this year by donating today at cfrc.ca.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett, and I listen to the number one station in Kingston, CFRC.
Good morning, Kingston. This is your Indie Wake-Up Call.
Playing anything new and everything indie. Garage rock, hip-hop, folk, punk, and electropop. New, Canadian, and even local. Indie Wake-Up handles your morning. Here for you, Kingston. Weekday mornings from 8 to 10. On the one, the only, CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hello, bands. Who is playing with the London Symphony Orchestra? Come on, people. Somebody order the London Symphony Orchestra. Possibly while high. Cypress Hill, I'm looking in your direction.
Hey, man, did we order an orchestra?
What's up with this orchestra, man?
Where'd the orchestra come from?
I don't know, man.
They didn't tell me about this, man. We gotta do something.
We think we did. Do you know Insane in the Brain?
We mostly know classical, but we could give it a shot.
Drag me out again. there we go. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. My name is Jeff the Nerd. This is CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, the station that rocks the nation. That was a brand new track from Toronto power pop extravaganza band. Extravaganza, I guess. That was from Pony. That was called Every Little Crumb. And it is Indie Morning Wake Up. It's 5 minutes after the 8 o'clock hour, so I hope you're scraping every last little crumb of crumpet or English muffin off of your plate and getting down, getting ready for the day. It's Wednesday, November 13th, coming at you live from CFRC headquarters in Queen's University campus, Kingston, Ontario. Sitting pretty in the Limestone City. You got me, the nerd, here until 10 a.m., and we're going to roll this into a bit of a special show. I'm going to be in the tombs until 9, and then if all goes well, some of the other volunteers and DJs are going to be joining me outside. Going to rub my eyes, get the sleep out of it, emerge from the basement, see the sun, and say hello to you fine people. Hopefully we're going to be outside from 9 until noon. It's part of the CFRC funding drive, which is going on now until December 31st. We're looking for your Robert De Niro's to help our station go for another 100 glorious years. Like I said, my name's The Nerd. You got me here until 10 a.m., and then the rest of the CFRC crew is going to take over until noon, and it's going to be just a rip-roaring fantastic time. We're going to be freezing outside because it is a bit brisk out, but we don't care because we're doing it for you, dear listener. We're doing it for you. And you know what else we're doing? Sweet freaking tunes. That's right. Let's crank it up and get a little soul beat going. This is Carl Perkins. It's a way back playback right here on Indie Morning Wake Up with me, Jeff the Nerd. Let's do it. Ah!
Toddling around this house, let my hair grow long and let it all hang out. I got an old guitar and it's a pretty good rig. All I gotta do is find me a gig. I'm gonna give myself a party and I'll be the crowd. Turn the volume up a bit and pitch the guitar loud. Now you got the rhythm and you're feeling the beat. Start it in the shoulders and work it to your feet. Move it and work it on out. Break it and shake it and move it and groove it. That's what it's all about. Now you got the feeling and it's down in your soul. All you gotta do is go cat go. Around the corner and down the street, brand new rhythm is your soul beat. Cats are getting with it, they're really going wild. Well, I mean, it's got some breezes and a fanning in the air. Yeah, now you got the rhythm and you're feeling the beat. You gotta start it in your shoulders and work it to your feet. Move it and work it on out. Faking, shaking, moving, grooving, that's what it's all about. It's down in your soul. All you gotta do is go cat go. Yeah. There's some soul beat on me, children. Here we go now.
Hey, it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Demolishing the block. and dirt. Well, most kinds of dirt. I mean, not that fancy store-bought dirt. That stuff's loaded with nutrients. I can't compete with that stuff.
Goodbye, nurses. These wounds will heal. There are worse things than waiting for a scar to appear. I'm sick of grudges. In fact, I just feel ill, and I'm hanging around till afternoon. Right now, I'm mostly casting shadows. Life is short and unforgiving. I only fear the living. Life is short and unforgiving. Sent to a friend from some garden with a note saying sorry that I couldn't be there. I know you're lonely and it's just not fair. I could really use a pick-me-up. I'm not complaining, I'm just always tired. Life is short and unforgiving. I only fear the living. Life is short and unforgiving. I only fear the living. I smell something like my mother's perfume. It made me miss myself in early mornings. Well, I'm not the type to think half full. I think it's what's left, so I'll enjoy it. Oh, I saw a dime font back page full stop. Incorporate the bottom half as base price. These were printing it. Meant nothing. Life is short and unforgiving. I only fear the living.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
La da 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 da, I'm gonna bury you in the ground. La da 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 da, I'm gonna bury you with my sound. I'm gonna drink the red from your pretty pink face. I'm gonna.
Marceline, that's too distasteful.
Oh, you don't like that? Or do you just not like me? Sorry, I don't treat you like a goddess. Is that what you want me to do? Sorry, I don't treat you like you're perfect, like all your little loyal subjects do. Sorry, I'm not made of sugar. Am I not sweet enough for you? Is that why you always avoid me? That must be such an inconvenience to you. Well, I'm just your problem. I'm just your problem. It's like I'm not even a person, am I? I'm just your problem. Well, I shouldn't have to justify what I do. I shouldn't have to prove anything to you. I'm sorry that I exist. I forget what landed me on your blacklist. But I shouldn't have to be the one that makes up with you. So why do I want to? Why do I want to bury you in the ground and drink the blood from your...
What's happening? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
Look at me, say a word. Don't.
There we go. Not too shabby. There we are. That was brand new stuff from the Circulators. That was yesterday's kids on today's Indie Morning Wake-Up program. Thanks for coming along, everyone. My name is Jeffrey the Nerd, otherwise known as Jeffrey the Movie Nerd, otherwise known as Why Are You Staring at Me? Please move away and stay 3 feet back. Thanks for coming along. It's Indie Morning Wake-Up Call, where we're here to bring you all the freshest tunes and all the moldy oldies you can handle. The Circulators, they've been around for a little while, described as a snottier punk band. I guess I could hear that, unless maybe they've always got runny noses. Who knows? Who knows? There we go. It's November. Hope you're all staying, you know, healthy. It's getting brisk out there. We're broadcasting live from Kingston, Ontario, Canada, Southern Ontario. And it's cold out there. It's brisk. It's like it's going to top out at 6 degrees. It's probably about -1 right now. But it's crispy. So just be prepared. If you haven't left the house yet, maybe don an extra scarf. I brought out mittens today for the first time. That's always like a feeling of defeat when you have to concede to winter clothes in the morning. It was like, oh, there we go. Here's the next 8 months of my life. My name's Jeff the Nerd. Thanks for coming along. Also, in that last set, we had from the Adventure Time soundtrack, the cartoon made by hipsters and enjoyed by ganja freaks everywhere. That was I'm Just Your Problem by Olivia Olson, otherwise known as Marceline the Vampire Queen. They say I'm an adult. I don't see it. I don't get it. Also in there, we had a classic from the Lemonheads with Fear of Living, probably because they weren't listening to CFRC. Got no fear here. It's the place to be. Before the Lemonheads, we heard a cool little synthy pop track from Energy Slime. The other one was called Perfect Planet. Probably one of the better band names out there. Energy Slime. That's what they used to call me in high school. Also, we opened it up with Carl Perkins and Soul Beat. I told you, we bring out the moldy oldies as long as it gets you up and at them in the morning. That's what Indie Wake Up is all about. Different DJ every day of the week. You got me, the Nerd, on Wednesdays. It's hump day, the hardest day of the week. And that's why we're here, to have a good time. In CFRC, the place to be, we've been here for 102 calendar years, broadcasting consistently. It's one of the oldest stations on Earth. Marconi can suck it. And we're looking for your, like I said earlier, my amazing pun, your Robert De Niro's, because it's our funding drive. It's going on until December 31st. Check out CFRC.ca and find out what you can do, you know, get yourself a sweet little tax receipt for next year, be the responsible adult that everyone wants us to be, or enter the raffle. Every $5 gets you a raffle ticket, and we raffle off weekly prizes from some of our amazing sponsors, like our sponsor for this program, Old Farm Fine Foods. Old Farm Fine Foods, that's right. When I say it, you have to say it back. That's the gimmick. That's the shtick. Old Farm Fine Foods, let me hear it. Thank you very much. Old Farm is located at 204 Berry Street, right in the heart of downtown Kingston. Get on down there. They're across from Chalmers Church and Sydenham Public School. Little red house that often smells amazing. The Old Farm crew is in there first thing, pumping things out, getting her ready, getting her going. We can hear your stomachs growling from 204 Berry, so we're preparing. I'm currently feasting on some of the newest cookie extravaganza that's coming out of the Old Farm Bakery, the chocolate caramel waffle cookie. They're absolutely as amazing as they sound. It's tough though because they're gooey and I have to talk on the radio, so I have to schedule my bites and my nibbles. I'm doing it for you people. I'm sacrificing my happiness. But if you want to have your own goober cookies, get down to Old Farm and pick yourself up a bag. They're absolutely amazing. Old Farm is located in the University District, right near Queen's University. If you're a Queen's student or staff member listening in, hope you're having a good day so far. There's only 3 weeks left, I think they said, of regular classes on campus. Then we get into exam period, so yeah, good luck, everyone. Power through. I know it's gray. It's November. It's brisk, but that ain't going to stop us. We're here. We're clear. We don't want any malarkey. And that's what we're all about here on Indie Morning Wednesday. You can tell that I also have the coffee flowing through my veins from Old Farm Fine Foods. We talk about the coffee every week because it's delicious. It's organic. It's fair trade. It's sourced from collectives all over the world and then roasted locally in Picton. Picton, there we go, by Big Brad of County Roasters. So if you don't want to make the trek out to Picton today, go to Old Farm. Get yourself a bag, get yourself a cup of Joe. Indulge in the coffee stamp card Rolodex that we have rocking right now. We do a little business card. Every time you get a coffee, we mark off a little check. Every sixth cup is free. And there's so many people lose these cards that we've employed the ancient technology of the Rolodex right there at the cash at Old Farm. You remember, certain people of a certain vintage will know what I'm talking about. And if you don't, you know what you must do. Get on down to Old Farm. Get yourself a cup of Joe. Other things going on this time of morning, I like to do a little weekly recap of what's going on in my life. What's happening in Nerdtown, USA, or Nerdtown, Ontario, I guess. And not a whole heck of a lot. You know, like I said, we're all just barreling through. We got, you know, we have to start thinking about how many paychecks and pay periods we have until the holidays. Got to start budgeting, responsible adults. And so being a responsible adult, I've started my annual attempt at growing a beard. I know. It doesn't work out. I think last year, if you're a regular listener, you might know that I chickened out pretty early and got rid of it. But on a morning like today, it's very useful. So it's coming in fine. It's coming in patchy. Let's listen in. You guys hear that? Yeah, it's not very impressive. It's not very impressive just yet. Find me on Instagram at Jeff Movie Nerd and DM me your beard strategies. Should I be combing? Should I be using some sort of salve or oil? Should I be trimming to, you know, get it growing faster? Or should I just leave it be? What do you think? If you're a proud beard owner, find me on Instagram and shoot me a message. Like I said, Jeff Movie Nerd on Instagram. Re-beard. That's what I want to hear. Why not? You got me here until 10 o'clock, and it's gonna be a good time. So yeah, tune on in, check it out, boogie on over to CFRC.ca if you're not listening in on there already, and find out how you can get involved in donating to the funding drive. Don't worry, it's not gonna go. All the money's not going to go to beard salve. I swear. Let's get back to the tunes, everyone. It's 27 minutes after the 8 o'clock hour, so let's get into our next power set. Here's a brand new one out of Canada. This band is called Les Deluxe. Like deluxe, but deluxe. This one's called Coming In Hot, right here on CFRC. We'll be right back.
Brian from the Lemon Twigs.
This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
There you are.
Here I am.
Hey, I'm checking you out.
Oh, I'm checking you out.
Well, 100 years from now, I won't be crying. 100 years from now, I won't be blue. My heart will have forget that we ever met. I won't care 100 years from now. I'll never forget, sweetheart, the night you told me. Couldn't live without my love somehow. That's all in the past. I knew it wouldn't last, but I won't care 100 years from now. Well, 100 years from now I won't be crying. 100 years from now I won't be blue. My heart will have forget that we ever met. I won't care 100 years from now. Wait. Well, 100 years from now I won't be crying. 100 years from now I won't be blue. My heart will have to forget that we ever met. Cause I won't care 100 years from now. Yeah. Well, 100 years from now I won't be crying. From now won't be blue. My heart will have to forget that we ever met. I won't care 100 years from now.
young man with a head full of fire. Tear down, cut it up, boys, he just couldn't tire. He wrote his own story and he lived it out loud. But it's come to the end now and it ain't working out. Maybe I'm living in a time out of mind. I got the feeling but I ain't got the fight. And maybe I'm getting a little long in the tooth to go out running around chasing down yesterday's truth. I used to write poems with a voice so clear. But I gave them all to pretty girls in my younger years. Get high and the lights came down. But I feel so low now when I'm out in town. Maybe I'm living in a time out of mind. I've got the feeling but I ain't got the fight. Maybe I'm getting a little long in the tooth to go out running around chasing down yesterday.
I'm Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
today. My name's Jeff the Nerd, and this is Indie Morning Wake Up, the Wednesday edition. That's right. You're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM or CFRC.ca, oldest radio station in Canada since 1922. I think we're the oldest, second oldest in North America, something like that. Either way, we're still rocking. It's a good morning. Hope you're all having a great day today. The sun is shining. It's crispy out there. Feels like November. It's not too shabby. I've already been getting in beard advice. That's right. If you're just tuning in last break, I was letting everyone know that I'm attempting to grow a full, like, you know, grown man beard this winter. This is maybe week three without shaving, which first and foremost is great, not having that extra step in the morning. But, it's coming in slowly, it's coming in patchy. I don't know if it's genetics or I'm just doing something wrong. So I asked you, the listener, to, you know, find me on Instagram at Jeff Movie Nerd, all one word, and let me know what your beard or what your loved one's beard strategies are. And so super fan Bonnie texted me. She said that there are beard balms out there that can help you soften it up and make it not so itchy. She was letting me know that her husband is currently in week two of deer hunting season. He's at the hunting camp, so he'll come back with a beard. She just sent me a picture, and yeah, his is looking pretty good. Pretty all right. Better than mine. So I guess that's the secret, is I just need to go off-grid into the woods. I'm just going to walk straight for the horizon. People won't see me for another couple weeks, and I'll come out looking like Grizzly Adams. That's the plan. But yes, That's what we're sticking with. Find me on Instagram at Jeff Movie Nerd. Let me know, what are your strategies? Anywho, it's Wednesday. It's about 20 to 9. And normally this type of morning, we do our sponsor segment. We're sponsored by Old Farm Fine Foods. You know, they're delicious. They're downtown Kingston. We were talking about them last break. And because the weather's getting chillier, we're barreling into soup season, frozen entree season. We have a commercial kitchen at Old Farm Fine Foods, obviously. And so we pump out, like, dinner items, you know, lasagnas and mac and cheese, and moussaka was latest on the menu. And they, you know, we keep them out fresh for a couple days so you can take them home, have them that night for dinner. And then after that, we'll you know, drop them in the walk-in freezer and let people pick away at them. And this time of year, especially if you're on Queen's campus and you're a student, you might not have, you know, it goes really well. You might not have time to cook for yourself. So get down to Old Farm and get some home cooking. I did talk about them a lot last break, so I know. I'm getting hungry, I guess. I need more caramel waffle cookies. Let's talk about the music that we just heard, shall we, people? We just had a brand new track from Toronto's own Peach Luff, or Peach Loof. It's spelled L-U-F-F-E, not loofah. Peach Luff, Better Off was the track. Very idyllic music video. The artist is just sitting on, I think, Toronto Center Island with the CN Tower way off in the background. It's lush, it's green. It reminds me we're going to be missing for the next 6 months. No, Jeff, no. Onward and upward. Remember, it's beard season. Before Peach Luff, we heard from JP Harris with his new track, Long in the Tooth, aren't we all? Also in that set, a classic from Elvis Presley, the King of Rock and Roll, with 100 Years From Now, Studio Jam. Always the little-known Studio Jam songs from Elvis are, I think they're better than the hits. Well, maybe better than some of them. Anywho, also in that set, brand new stuff from Starcrawler with Learn to Say Goodbye. And we opened it up with Les Deux Lux with Coming in Hot. Brand new stuff from them. If you want to look them up, it's spelled L-E-S. And then all one word, Deux Lux, like deluxe, but French, I guess. It's great stuff, though. And it really gets you up and at them in the morning. Yeah. Good time. CFRC funding drive is on right now until December 31st. Check out the website. Get involved in the raffle. And there's a lot of fun funding drive events coming up. Let's talk about wrestling, shall we? CFRC, our intrepid program director, Jesse Bell, is spearheading an event coming up at the end of November. We're putting on a charity wrestling show in downtown Kingston at Sydenham Street United Church, otherwise known as the Spire. They have a great big hall upstairs in that gorgeous historic church. And let me just find it here on the website here, get some details. I should know these off the top of my head because I'm going to be co-commentating the broadcast of it. We're going to be broadcasting it And myself and Lauren are going to be, doing a bit of a play-by-play. So that's going to be fun. It's called Wrestling School of Rock. Study hard, fight harder. That is going to be on Saturday, November 30th at the Spire. Doors open at 5 o'clock. And tickets are $20 in advance. Check out CFRC.ca. There's links to the website. Or you could go to IWACanada.ca. That's IWACanada.ca. That stands for the Independent Wrestling Academy. And I got to say, I went to one of their shows in the summertime that Jesse Bell was also involved in. And it was a lot of fun. I got to say. I never really grew up with wrestling too much. I used to watch it here and there, you know. Mostly I was into Mexican wrestling, those luchadores. They really got it. But so it was never really front of mind for me. But I'm changing my opinion. I'm turning around. It's a lot of fun, especially seeing it live. Like, these people, they're dedicated. They're really going for it. There's some amazing acrobatics and some really cool personalities. And I'm just super excited to get back into it and check it out. If I'm doing a commentary, kind of like an announcer deal, I need a plaid dinner jacket is what I need. You know, something real cheesy, something 70s. I've been watching a lot of old boxing matches, old wrestling matches, you know, tuning in a little more to the announcers and commentators, try and get that flavor, you know, get that ambiance, I guess. It's going well. Nothing like YouTube. There's so much good old stuff on YouTube. But yeah, anyways, back to the wrestling. Like I said, it's Saturday, November 30th. It's an all-ages event, and it's right downtown. I believe they've timed it, too, so that it's the day after the last day of classes for Queen's University. So there's still going to be a lot of students hanging around, kind of the long 24-hour exhale after their classes are done. So get your friends together. And just walk a couple blocks over to Sydenham Street Church and check out, like, what a great way to start a Saturday evening, right? If you've got your buddies and you're going to go out for dinner, maybe go out for drinks afterwards, start it off with blood sports, you know? It's great. It's original. How many times can you say that you've seen, like, a live wrestling show? I don't know. It's pretty exciting. I'm excited. I got a couple weeks to prepare. Maybe do my vocal warm-ups, I guess. But yeah, check out iwacanada.ca, and find out what's happening. Yeah, awesome stuff. And it's all going towards the CFRC funding drive. How's that? Huh? Good stuff. My name's Jeff the Nerd. This is CFRC.ca, Indie Morning Wednesday. I've been getting in calls about where Simone is. Don't worry, she's coming back. She's just taking a couple weeks off. Out of town. Shout out to Simone. Hope you're doing all right. Hope you're enjoying the tunes. With her not here, I can let loose, talk about whatever the heck I want. So after the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to do our community events roundup. There's a lot of events coming up in and around Kingston, a lot of cool stuff, not just the wrestling show, but so much more. So keep it locked and ready to rock. We're going to play ourselves to 9 o'clock, and then I'll come back and just yammer on some more. So let's do it, shall we? Here we go. This is a brand new track from The Exit Strategy. This one's called The Fish Song, right here on your station that rocks the nation, CFRC.
Josh said,
"Fish are not inherently suspicious." Just a fish in my tank, waiting for some fishy food to float my way. I've got a wish to be someday without it, without it. And can't you see the waves in the bay, begging me to come out and earn my stay? I just don't know if I can ever live without it, without it. Oh, I don't know if I can do it, swimming past the gate. The crashing tides are rising. Sometimes I feel like I'm dying. Can't you see it? Can't you see it? It is out there. You can reach it beyond these glass walls. But you are just a fish in your tank, waiting for something to come and change your ways. And you don't know what really lies out there for you. But can't you see the walls closing fast? A comfy prison that just might be your last. But I don't. Without it, without it. I don't know.
chilling. You think everything's all cool because you're just a little fish, and you got your water, and you got your fishy food and your pebbles, but no, man, it's not cool. Because look around you, those invisible walls, they're not real, man. It's a glass tank, man. You gotta break out of it. I don't know if I can do it. Swimming past the kid and do it. It's a crashing tide of rising. Sometimes I feel like I'm dying. Can't you see it? Can't you see it? It is out there. You can reach it beyond these glass walls. But you are just a fish.
Hello, my name is Julie Duran. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Myself again. I've been lost in a confusing diagnosis. What does it mean to be different? I've been more looking for some sense of relief. I've been lost in this particular spiral. I've been trying to push away habits, not to be the same as if it would change.
Yeah. Welcome to intermission. Yeah, intermission.
I'm Rick Mercer from Rick Mercer.